So, we can just have a chat about anything at all to start with.
Okay.
What do you feel like talking about? We could talk about the family tree, or
okay.
What about some aspect of your life, such as some things that stand out about your time with BC Parks?
Well, I'll try about BC Parks. It was a very good time for me. I was there for about more than 30 years, and it was a wonderful part of my life. And fortunately, I was able to the job that I had that you don't seem to get nowadays, because people nowadays seem to they have a job and that's it, and more contract work. But it was a job that helped get provincial parks on the map. And
it did, didn't it? It was a crucial moment in history in terms of the development of BC Parks.
Yeah, well, it really was. It really, really was. And it was it just it certainly was, and we were it was the beginning of things.
Right.
And I feel privileged to have had that job.
Well, when you say it was the beginning of things, you're talking about a lot of prospective parks being surveyed for the first time. Is that not so?
Yeah, that's true. There were a lot of other fellows there, not just me. And I came in 1957, and so I was the beginner, or one of the beginners, but not by any means. We had
When you say beginner, you mean you were in the very early stages of park development?
Yes. We had the beginning of things, and I guess the beginning was when we had our own development system. We had peas and we had beans. We had we had facilities that we would develop. Would develop the parks we wanted to develop. And Champion Lakes, for instance, I was out of that. It was, yeah, too early for me.
Sorry, the which?
Champion Lakes.
Oh.
And,
what about the Bowron Lakes? Were you involved in that?
In the Bowron Lakes? To a small extent, yes. Yes. That was a wonderful development there. I was a little bit involved with that.
And there was the West Coast Trail.
Yes, that was the West Coast Trail. My friend Kerry Joy and I were and to set out to check the possibilities for a trail there. And that worked out very well. And because I had done that work, they sent me out again with a group of young fellows who were able to begin the clearing of that lake, not the lake, the clearing of that trail.
Right.
And
was that a couple of summers' work? It would have been taken a while, wouldn't it?
Yes, it did. Yeah, it did take a while. But they did the work. I did the checking up. So.
And how was it decided to locate the trail?
Well, the trail was already there.
Oh, that's right.
But because there was a phone line there, and all they had to do was just to follow the trail, follow the wire that went along where the trail used to be.
Yes.
It wasn't there all the time, but right from Fort Renfrew, we went there.
So this was the original shipwreck trail.
Yes, it was.
And if I recall correctly, they had stations along the trail, I suppose, for people maintaining it.
Yes, they did.
And it was a telegraph line that would expedite rescue in
yes,
the event
it was.
There was a shipwreck.
Yes, it was. Very gradually, the logging companies got access to the coast, and all the trail wasn't needed. So very gradually, before the trail was abandoned, part of it. So
So when you arrived on the scene, it would have been pretty heavily overgrown.
Oh yeah, yeah. It was 1963 that I was asked to do this trail along with Kerry Joy. And he and I spent at least 3 acres,
three summers.
Well, not that. We spent about 3 or 4 weeks looking at the trail. And then we put in our report and suggested a trail from Fort Renfrew up to Fort Renfrew, from Fort Renfrew, sorry, to Bamfield. And
Now that shipwreck trail, what vintage would it be? Would it be First World War or earlier? It was in that period of coal-fired steamships, it seems to me.
Yes, it was.
So that would put it maybe as early as the 1880s yeah. or so.
Thanks. Would you pull this back just a bit for
yeah,
me?
Sure.
It's too warm. Yeah. Yeah, they were coal-fired steamships. When we were there, first of all, you could find the remnants of the old coal fire.
The boilers.
Yeah. Yeah. People were still salvaging them.
Oh.
Oh. Yeah, it was. Yeah, it was old stuff. Yeah. And
so where else did you get to with BC Parks? Did you get into the Kootenays at all?
Yeah, I was in the Kootenays. And we looked up some of the forestry stuff there. There was special stuff we looked after.
What about Haida Gwaii?
Well, that was a special feature in my work with BC Parks. It happened just after
the treaty?
The NDP got in.
Mm.
And they were key in making a mark. Barrett did that. He only had one term, Barrett did.
And
he did an amazing amount of work in that time he had that one term. So, yeah, he was aware that we had made a lot of recommendations for parks. And he said, I would like you to give me the reports that you've had for park purposes, and please give them to me. Park proposals. And
give them to him personally.
Personally, yes.
Mm.
And so we did that, and he said, good. Make all of these parks.
Wow.
There were about 11 of them.
Huh.
And there were quite a few that had been proposed and just sat on the cells of the shelves. And I'm very pleased that one of them was my suggestion for a park on the Queen Charlotte Islands.
Oh, really?
At Haida Gwaii.
Oh.
So that was one of my proposals. But I was very glad that one of my proposals was that one at Haida Gwaii.
Yes. That's an extremely important park.
Yeah, it was very gratifying. And it's a big park, a popular one now.
Mm.
And we were just happy to be there at the right time. But there are other ones too. And
well, that one was extremely important culturally for the Haida, of course.
It was. Yes, it was. So,
There's a big one in the Chilcotins, and its name escapes me now.
Yeah,
starts with a T, does it?
Yeah. Yeah. Me too. Me too. There's been many more since then. So.
Do you have a map of BC here? It looks like there's some
maybe
maps over there. Let me check. Oh, yeah. Let's see. There we are. Tweedsmuir.
Well, it certainly wasn't Tweedsmuir. That was the first park in BC.
Was it?
Yeah. 1911.
Ah. And then there's Strathcona. On the island here.
Well, that was the first park in BC.
Strathcona.
Yeah.
Ah, okay.
Strathcona Park.
Yes. Did you have anything to do with Tweedsmuir?
No, that was before my time, but,
That is a huge park.
It is huge. Huge.
And then there's Wells Gray.
Yeah, that was one of the early ones, too.
Was it? And... see. What about parks in the Rockies? Did you have anything to do with that?
Not really. But I was involved with the extension of Assiniboine Park.
Oh. Yeah. And that's Northern Rockies, isn't it? Oh, no, that's the...
near Banff.
Oh, okay. Then there's the Wilmore Wilderness Park north of Jasper. I think that's sort of a park in waiting, isn't it? They haven't done anything in there.
Yeah.
And, oh, well, there's Garibaldi.
Yeah. I wasn't involved with that though.
Okay.
That's been changed so much because of the skiing. And
yes. Yeah, that's a different kind of park, really.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anything in northern BC? Kluane?
Well, I was involved with Atlin Park.
Oh, okay. Did you do any paddling up there?
A little bit of paddling. That was good fun too.
Did you ever get up into Findlay Forks area before the dam was put in?
I did. I went by riverboat all the way down
it'd be the Peace.
It was the Peace River. We went all the way down the Peace River until we came to where the
highway crosses.
Oh, before that. I was at the Forest Service then for a couple of years.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, there's a little settlement upriver. Taylor is where the Alaska Highway crosses, the Peace. But upstream, there's another little village. I'm trying to remember the name of it. I think it starts with an H.
Hudson Hope.
Hudson Hope, right.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was with, I said, oh, that became a major development point. Where they,
for the dam.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wasn't involved with that. Could I have some more water, please, dear?
Yes. Is this the cup that you, yes, it is.
Okay. Yeah.
Well, I paddled down the Peace River from Hudson Hope to Taylor with a friend once.
Hudson Hope to Taylor?
Mm-hmm. It's about 50 miles.
Wow.
And it was a race.
Was that before the...
That was... there was only the Williston Dam at that time.
Yeah, well, I paddled down... No, we didn't paddle. We went from motorboat that would carry him. It was about a 45-foot boat.
Wow.
And we carried our gasoline and went all the way down there to just before where the dam is now.
From Findlay Forks, you mean?
Yeah. We went down the Parsnip.
Right.
Through Findlay Forks and stay a little while at Findlay Forks. And I met the people there. It was quite inspiring. And we met the people there. Very, very interesting.
I bet.
And we went down from Findlay Forks all the way down.
Come in.
Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, okay.
You're good. All right.
Thanks.
Thank
okay.
you.
Yeah, we went down to Findlay Forks and just to where the, just before where the canyon begins.
Yeah.
And then we,
I suppose that was impassable by canoe, wasn't
oh,
it?
Oh, yeah.
It was just a raging torrent going
yeah.
through there.
Yeah.
How yeah. did you get up into that country?
Well, we went by when we took a railway, no, railway. We took the Forest Service vehicles. Got up there to Prince George and went down and got on board a little, much smaller fireboat. What did I say anyway? Much smaller.
Riverboat.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then we went by a smaller boat to. That smaller boat down to Findlay Forks, and then at Findlay Forks we got a bigger boat.
But you did explore beyond Findlay Forks, upriver.
A little bit. We went almost as far as Ware.
Fort Ware.
Yeah.
Ah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
And the idea was to.
Well,
survey for a possible park, or?
No, at that point I was working for the Forest Service.
Oh, yes.
I worked for the Forest Service for well, a couple of years. More than that, 4 years. We were looking for the forest, see how much the forest, how much forest there was there. And then a chance came along in 1957 for me to join the Parks branch. So I joined them at that time. So that's how it happened that I joined the Parks branch.
So what drew you to the parks as opposed to what you were doing in forestry?
Well, just interest in parks, really. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's the manifest in the interest in parks.
And how did you end up in Victoria?
Well, when I finished my work with the Forest Service, there was a job down here with the Forest Service, so I thought, well, I'll come down here and continue working for the forest, for the Forest Service. So that's what happened. And I was working for the Forest Service for about a year. And then I stayed with the Forest Service for a year and a bit. And then I broke my leg, as you remember.
I remember.
And
skiing.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I take it while you were with forestry in Victoria, the BC Parks job in Victoria came up and you took that.
Yes. Yeah.
Well, that was a pretty good decision, I'd say, because it must have been.
Oh, for me it was, yeah.
The work was varied in terms of what you did and where you did it. And
for
you
sure.
had the whole purview of the province to work in.
Well, it certainly gave me a wonderful look of all the province and where we were. So now I know the province pretty well.
I'd say.
Yeah. It was a wonderful work.
And you went to school back in Ontario. Oh no, you went to. Did
near
you take forestry at UBC?
Near Montreal. When you say school.
Yes, sorry, I mean. So you went to.
University. First of all,
that wasn't at McDonald College.
No. Yes, it was, first of all.
Oh, okay.
I took agriculture.
Oh.
At McDonald College. Then I continued and went down to forestry at University of Fredericton in New Brunswick.
Oh.
And got me to forestry there. So
New Brunswick and UBC would be probably the two main forestry faculties in Canada, wouldn't they?
There was Quebec and Ontario as well.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
Okay, Quebec. Yeah.
Yeah.
And how did you like Fredericton?
A pretty little town.
Is it?
Very nice, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I spent some nice years there.
Huh.
Yeah. You know, Peter, I think I'm going to have to stop here.
Sure. All right. Well, that was most interesting. Bill, let's give this a stop here.